This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan, Jenny Puamanuka,
kia ora, good
the
morning.
Wonderful Rod,
thank you very much.
And Simon is here.
Kia tupato.
And we're talking about being married to Christ and the Omega Transition Saints and drinking from the river of the water of life, swish, 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 putting our arms around ourselves and identifying with number 11, with Daystar Apostleship, the Silver Jasper, Simeon, Peter, Celestial Man. We are all humanitarians, amen?
Amen. Amen.
Silver messengers of hope, practical solving, problem solvers, focusing on solutions, light bearers shining from within, king, priest, shepherds, merciful ministers, judges, co-rulers. And we celebrate the Eden Line Sabbath, which starts at 6 a.m. on Saturday morning, bringing in the reign of Christ. Now, as Eden Line Sabbath keepers, we become Jubilee Covenant prayer partners, praying for debt cancellation and community restoration. This is not off the wall where you go on a cloud, you know, looking for Jesus to return. This is bringing in the reign of Christ, becoming spiritual politicians, starting grassroots Christian political transformation.
And more and more as the day approaches, Jack, bring it on.
Yes. Mm. And you had that wonderful scripture, didn't you, from the Baha'i faith about the King of Glory and being there for simple, ordinary people.
Yeah, well, I send it to you because it's important that anyone that comes in your path, you are able to have good cheer.
Yeah. And so, Rod, you were talking about solar system jurisprudence. This is not the abolition of the nation states, but its constitutional maturation. The thesis therefore concludes that without a higher jurisdictional tier, unipolar dominance, whether corporate, technological or military, will outpace humanity's ability to regulate itself. What do you mean by that?
So the solar system jurisprudence, a framework for 247 nations, states and territories to claim standing under a higher duty, i.e. Yep. the stewardship of life, energy and survival itself.
Yeah, well, here, beating the war drum. Is it a proxy war in the Ukraine? Nation First looks at how Britain's ruling class is manufacturing conflict, while American, Russian and Ukrainian officials sit down in Abu Dhabi to talk peace. Britain's political and media class is doing the opposite. In the past week, the British public has been told to prepare for nuclear annihilation, stockpile World War III survival kits, brace for internet blackouts, accept the return of prescription. So at the same time, the public is being told conscription may return with severe punishment. Man, so they're getting ready for war, aren't they?
Well, Jack, the most important thing to realise is that if you are one of 247 armies or people that join the army, you're painted a certain colour and it's legal to shoot army soldiers across all nations, right?
Yeah.
Whereas the civilians are out of bounds. So this is, and conscription is then forcing people to be painted a colour, which then becomes legal to kill them. So that's why we have voluntary army here in New Zealand, and yeah. we have a voluntary army in Australia and in Britain, and we maintain one in America as well.
Who's pulling the strings behind the war, like over in the Ukraine? And it looks like it could be a proxy battle. And even America's involved in a lot of that too at a top level, when we should be promoting peace and solar system jurisdiction, the rights of all people.
I think the conflict that comes with that, Jack, is yes, we should be promoting peace and unity, but then you've got problems with First Thessalonians 5 and 3. They'll be promoting peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them. So what we really need is peace with God to do his will.
Yeah, so yeah. When you're looking at should Trump take Greenland to protect America from Russia and Chinese, ICE immigration and enforcement policy, federal agencies dealing with criminals, are they doing God's work, busting up, raiding churches, departing Indian citizens who are asylum seekers? And you mentioned this beautiful verse, Sharoff 18, suffice with frugal position, seek the lot of the poor, of the realm of the way of justice, and fair-mindedness and the path of high spiritual service, receiving imperishable riches. What do you mean by that? Being there for the poor and needy, isn't it really?
Jack, you're asking extremely big questions. If we take Simon's thing, the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, so why would you want to paint yourself a colour to join an army when you can be an ambulance driver, you can be a fireman, you can be a meter maid? There are other duties you can do in accordance to what Simon said as being true to God as you understand them.
Well, I'm looking at Phelon Darfur here, truth, compassion, forbearance. The chilling context, forced organ harvesting in China. And I signed a document with these beautiful Chinese people to say that I'm in favour of Phelon Darfur. And here it says Xi Jinping and Putin are caught discussing organ transplants to prolong the lives of CCP elites. This raises the urgent questions. Where are the organs coming from?
Yeah, where are the organs coming from?
Given China's documented abuses, the answer is chilling. It points directly to the crime of forced organ harvesting. This is quite...
So, Jack, we've got conscription in one of those countries, and then we've got organ harvesting, i.e. conscripting your organs, in another. See, one of the beautiful things of the British Empire is the ability for one's conscience and the freedom of religious expression.
So I want Peter to be a medic. He wants to go into the army, and the army should be focused on civil defence. Now, speaking of civil defence, Mount Maunganui resident actually rang up 4 hours before that horrible slip over in Mount Maunganui. And I didn't know whether he rang up the swimming pool or rang up the council, but they told him that it was a council jurisdiction and nothing to do with them. So 4 hours before that disaster... they were notified that there was slips going on, and the question has to be asked, the civil defence, did they really monitor those hills properly? I know the Maoris took all of the trees out of that massive slip that caused the dreadful death of those six people, and we honour them, Lord Jesus, receive their spirit, but... It begs the question, are they prepared in the civil defence?
Jack, if you're digging and you can hear someone in the roof saying, save me, covered in mud, and a policeman says, oh, stand back and stop doing that, do you think you should just keep digging until you're handcuffed and arrested? Because that is what I believe should happen, is you just keep digging and helping. Because what happened is people suffocated, and could you have got that iron roof off?
Hang on, are we talking... Never a flock of LAVFC.
Literally.
No, what, the police told him to stop? You're kidding me. Are you for real?
But the thing is, if they're monitoring everything through civil defence, through data, and we know that it was winter in the middle of summer. There was thunder. There was lightning. It rained, it rained, it rained, it rained. It's a no-brainer. If you're monitoring the data, you're looking at the hills where disaster could happen and the slips could occur, aren't you? Particularly a swimming pool in Mount Maunganui.
Jack, to go a bit deeper, Pike River Mine, to answer Simon's question. For a whole week, they could have survived down there. Again, the police told them to stand back and do nothing.
So we're always wise after the fact. I mean, they knew that they had to buy those methane detectors down in the pipe mining disaster. And they should have been prepared. If there's methane down there, there should have been an alarm. Get out of here. You know what I mean?
Okay, let's progress forward, Jack. What is the next big civil defence thing we need to prepare for? We now know in future. What would you suggest it would be, Simon?
Could be a third world war. Yeah.
Oh, I think something along the lines of conspiracy and COVID-19. Be wary. I don't know, really.
Well, I think it's the general election, Jack, in 40 weeks' time, and I think people should enrol. It's a legal requirement to enrol on the electoral roll, and it gives you options then. That's the big one.
And it
yes,
should be
please
illegal.
Do vote, because if you don't vote, the guys that are at the top of the moment will just take over, and they need to be taken out. And there's people here fighting to take them out. Vote.
So there needs to be, it needs to be an illegal prosecution offence not to vote. We need to make it compulsory right around. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Good. You are prepared.
So knowing that the government wants to change the law, I enrolled to vote very early.
Yeah, well, Jenny, 51% of the population are women and the other 49% are males. So you're representing a 51%, the majority there. Well done for being enrolled to vote.
Thank you.
Now, Luke plays political songs at World Economic Forum. Apparently that was held at Hobson Street. Engaging globalists, reminding politicians of their careless words, telling them, we own the country and resources, taking the country back. Labour is the underdog up against powerful interests and a wealthy corporates and donors. So, you know, when you're talking about solar system jurisdiction and the Treaty of the Waitangi and this coalition, basically, that wanted to take the treaty away and the rights of common people and everything else. And if they're being supported by wealthy donors, you're talking about the blue bloods.
They didn't want to take the treaty away, but they changed, like, three...
Well, John Manoa came on this morning because 5 million parts, acres of the 66 million acres in New Zealand is Māori-owned. And when I say owned, it's never been ceded to the Crown. So he was talking about the legality of... and what you're able to do as a person, as a treaty partner. That was a brilliant thing. Jenny, you can speak more on this. You're going up to Waitangi this
year. Yes, we are.
And
it's going to be all happening up there. There's two parts to the treaty. There's the kāwanatanga, governance and powers of the Crown. But I want to talk about Gold Crown Equity Councillors and also the Orange Amber Movement, Levi, John, Celestial Men, who are bringing in the reign of Christ and promoting freedom, justice and equality. We're not just waiting for Jesus to come on a cloud. We are stepping into the New Jerusalem bubble and we're promoting the Amber Orange Movement.
Well, Robbie and Mishwela were at council doing their duties as elected members. So anyway, Robbie has tikanga in front of mind as an elected member on the Hamilton City Council. So I think we should actually ask what our elected members think for us to take up on from Hamilton to Waitangi.
Now, here it says rangatiratanga recognises authority of the people. Maori retain authority over identity, tikanga, spiritual life, community structure, taonga, including language, culture, whakapapa. This aligns with the hearts of men as his own, his exclusive possession. That means God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, I guess, and kapai met te atua. The Crown never received sovereignty over the inner life of the people. Rod, what does this mean?
Jack, this is the most beautiful words that you've said in the whole show. So going back to Mishwela and Robbie, because they would be able to give a statement on that.
I wish I had gone along to that
West
dog
Hamilton
meeting,
East.
You know.
Yes, it was good.
You were there.
There were two women that were crying after it went into public excluded because their dog's fate when they went back to discuss it. So I don't know what happened. I was in a 10-minute park and I had to go.
Now, I know at Bishop Gaines Village that I heard these dogs at 4 o'clock in the morning. And they were barking and barking and going on and on and on for about 4 hours. So anyway, I... rang up noise control and I said to them, I need to talk to someone about this. And then they had an educational animal man, come on. And he said, oh, look into it. I said, I'm certain it's a compound where they put their dog in there for the day while the master is out somewhere. And luckily, they stopped the noise. And
Jack,
I don't hear it.
Be careful. I rang up council noise control for the first time, spoke to them for an hour and a half, and then the next day, 10 police showed up on the next door neighbour's place. So you've got to be careful. And then the day after that, the dog patrol with more police arrived. So just be careful when you ring noise control in Hamilton. They're very proactive.
Now, you've got a national trauma network affecting 2,500 people a year, emotionally regulate in trauma recovery. And if you look at my trauma recovery colour, it's turquoise. It's trauma recovery. Chris appraises Zebulon James the Zebedee, lighthouse light bearer, treasure hunter. So we need to be lighthouse light bearers, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I went along to the male support meeting on Monday, and they talked about muscle memory. And I went to the Salvation Army yesterday because I support the Te Māori or a Father's Circle and working with men. And they were working with a lot of men, and they were discussing external circumstances, looking to the sun behind the clouds. Have you noticed this is weird? With the midwinter, you know, we're raining and winds. What's wrong? What's God saying to us?
It's a season of winter, isn't it, Jack?
Yeah, too right. So, you know, people need to look to the sun behind the clouds, because if you're trusting in external circumstances, wherever the thing goes wrong in your life,
definitely.
And you're depending on the weather, man, you're going to be let down, because it's going to start pouring, thundering, and there's going to be lightning on the streets. How do you cope with all this, Jenny?
I just cope.
You know what, Jenny and you are driving for 7 hours.
We're going to be driving for seven hours.
Jack, and when you get up there, you wish you had a float plane and you could just arrive there by plane, I tell you.
So this year we can't actually camp on the property.
Yep.
So we're going to have to find somewhere to camp. But we'll be fine.
We'll be fine down on the beach.
Yeah.
And I have all my cards, 89 FM. I'll be distributing them. And Eeyore Matua Kuri, the Incorporated Marais, Albert is putting that together, and I've got a tent to go. Him and his wife are going to have their own tent at Waitangi, and they're going to be talking about Incorporated Marais right around the country. Marais identifying of tikanga and rangatiratanga, recognising the authority of the people, and they need to get it together. Will Luxon be there at Waitangi?
Yeah, he should be.
What about David Seymour? He was booed down the last time.
Last year, Luxon went to the South Island Marae does a Waitangi festival.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard that Winston Peters, apparently Shane Jones, has given the Maori people $10 million. This is probably a feat just before the elections.
Yeah.
Because they want to get the votes of all the Maori people.
It's what they do.
Well, my son's student the student loan was 4 weeks before it was granted. So how do you pay your bills and stuff there? Now, is that a coup from bureaucracy to give National a hard time at this upcoming election with students, Jack?
Yeah, they always make it look like they're there for the people, but they're really blue bloods at a top level, want to take our rights away, want to take the treaty away and deny common people. And I talk to some of these ratepayers, and when they talk about the woke, they do the Nazi sign as though we can't go towards the left. We can't understand where the treaties are coming from. We can become heartless. And that's why I loved what you were actually saying here with Sharaf. Verse 18, isn't it? Baha'u'llah, suffice with frugal position, seek the lot of the poor of the realm, the way of justice and fair-mindedness, the path of the high spiritual service, receive imperishable riches and a crown. Does this happen when you serve?
Well,
people?
The lot of the poor, we went down through 2 weeks ago with our friend from Australia, and I think he's returning shortly back to Australia, and we went down there looking for a piano. We were trying to get a piano donated, but there's a bookcase there.
Now, Margaret was going to do that. In fact, I'm working on it.
There's a bookcase there, and there's no books in it. So the lot of the poor in Hamilton is their bookcase is empty. So shall we put a call out to the council for those recycled books at the library? Maybe we can get some for the lot of the poor.
Yes. So what I'm saying is on Saturday morning at 6 o'clock, we need to identify of Israel and the Eden Line Sabbath keeper who identifies with Christ reigning from Jerusalem, commemorating Sabbaths. For as the new heavens and new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, so shall your seed and your name remain. The Eden Line Sabbath keeper is the eighth-day overcomer, celebrating tabernacles, experiencing bridal chamber, Shekinah glory, seeing the face of the Lord and becoming his spiritual temple, embracing Christ as the fulfillment of the feasts. And it says here, and the priest could not enter into the house of the Lord because of the glory of the Lord had filled God's house. I don't think when you're talking about Adventists and when you're talking about Pentecostals, they're sitting around waiting for Jesus to come on a cloud, but he's waiting for them. He's waiting for them. Surely I come quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Christ wants to arise and come in our hearts and arise within me. Well, how are you going, Jenny? Apparently you're being helped with your vape by the beautiful Mormon people.
I'm quitting vaping, and I managed to cut down, but I haven't managed to fully quit.
Just eat a box full of chewing gum, you'll be right.
Yeah, no, I did.
Well, seeking the lot of the poor, for those of Pentecostals, Jack, that's the way that they will get in touch with their inner Christ.
Yeah, but a lot of them just want, I'm okay, take your hands off my stack, Jack. I've got my house. I pay my rights. See you later. And these loony lefties, we don't want to know what's going on with the streeties, and they're all attacking one another. They're in darkness, and we should be bringing in the golden day of the Lord. That's what I'm saying.
Well, we have a new mayor and also the deputy there. So Tim McAdoo, the lot of the poor, he's on the board, you were saying. So you mentioned that.
The Christian healthcare centre, you know, that's the same place.
So what are we going to do with the extremes of wealth as well, Jack? We've talked about the extremes of poverty. Any private prosecutions on the horizon? Any developers out there breaking the law?
I'm trying to develop.
Yes, I'm working with the tenancy tribunal, someone who had me kicked out of their particular place, and working in with real estate high class people and this sort of thing, you know.
What about the small claims court? So it's up to $60,000, and if someone wants to have guided by that, they could go half to the Theosophical Society for the money.
That's another one. We're waiting urgently. I told the lawyer, I said, spirituality is not for sale, but the lawyer told me to shut up and keep quiet, you know, because the guys from head office up in Auckland, that's waiting to confiscate or take our rights away and claim the lodge here in Hamilton. And we're saying, no, we're an incorporated society. You belong to the lodge too,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, I do.
And I do as well. Give a little, page, Jack. We need a shout out there. Every dollar helps. So if you want to put 10 cents into the Give a Little for the Theosophical Society in Hamilton, Tim McIndoe can lead with 10 cents.
I want to save it for Hamilton and the people, because I'm concerned about rainbow ribbons and being there for everyone, cooperating with your higher power, being buddy supporters there for everyone. When you get this Freemasonry attitude of wanting to be a corporate entity and take control of lodges and this sort of thing, it's blooming evil. You know, it's taking the rights of people away from them, self-determination, who we are spiritually.
It looks like a graduate lawyer went to the Theosophical Society in Auckland and said, this is what you could do with the Incorporated Societies Act 2002. And so we're just getting the courts sort that out. So property rights are important, Jack, and that's what the courts will emphasise in this case, in my opinion.
Now, this was an Australian release pamphlet. Families and patriots that built this nation who are now rising against the elites. It says here, the contempt of the ruling class with snaring elites. Bring back the self-determined patriots. Australia is being split between hard-working patriots and snaring elites who live off everyone else. Well, they do that in this country at a top level, don't they? Ordinary families, farmers, miners, and small businesses are being punished, while big corporates and woke institutions are rewarded. The contempt of the ruling class is now embedded in parliament, bureaucracy, media, universities. Is this the ruling class here in New Zealand? through the blue bloods?
Jack, do you think Christ turned out the money lenders in the temple for a reason? He was kicking out the corporates for a reason, and he used the whip to do it. What was the message
there? Yeah, I used to take a whip to the council when I was standing for the elections, and I said, we want to drive out the money changers. But I remember with Julie Hardacre one time, I talked about the council whores of Babylon, and she said, surely, Jack... You're not trying to say I'm one of them, are you?
Emma Pike was chairing the meeting yesterday with Mesh as the deputy, and she was very, very nice and said hello and shook hands. So she was a very good councillor, Emma Pike, along with Ms. Whaler.
And we need to work in with them. And what happened to that Rachel woman who came out, used to come along to Vinnie's?
She was at Vinnie's, yes, and we welcome...
We want her to come back.
Okay.
You know?
What about, why doesn't she bring her corporate body and all 14 elected members plus to Mackinac?
Pay their dollar. So look around you. Talk to your neighbours. Ordinary Australians are carrying burdens their grandparents would not believe. You cut back on groceries so you can cover a mortgage pumped up by the globalist monetary games played in board rooms and central banks you never voted for. Your power bills double while politicians preen on TV about targets drafted in Brussels, New York and Davos. The very people who feed this country, our farmers, are hounded as climate criminals. The blokes and women who dig the coal and gas that still keep the lights on are told that their very existence is shameful. They're attacking ordinary, everyday
farmers
business
are 10
people.
Times more important. No, 100 times more important because they feed the city folk. Farmers are the most valuable thing we have in New Zealand and Australia.
Yeah, we need to look after the workers, the ordinary people, the common people. And this is what the Orange Amber movement is going to do. And we need to take control of also the courts. What did you have to say today, brother?
The courts. Yes, we did. I'm still working my private prosecution thing. It's harder than I thought. But once I get there, I should get there and start dealing to the courts.
Yeah. And of course, we want to remember those who died at Mount Maunganui, but we're asking the question, did civil defence miss something?
Well,
in the middle of winter, with all these hills that are ready to have a major collapse and slips and this sort of thing, don't they need to be aware of what hill is ready to collapse, particularly if they've taken trees off that hill? And then someone rings up 4 hours beforehand and says, hey, there's a slip, you better do something about this, you know, at the swimming pool. And then they say, I'm sorry, this is not our jurisdiction. It's like we bury our heads in the sand in this country. And like the Pike mining disaster, we become aware later.
29 people died in Pike River Mine. And when you look at it, overseas interest turned off some detectors, like you said, Jack, and it was ringing off too often. So they turned the switch off and then it exploded. So someone needs to be privately prosecuted for that. There's
yeah,
a job
and
for
how?
So I'll need to have a bit of a talk with you later on after a show, Ron. It's a bit harder than I thought, but we'll keep going.
Stack the nation for the Te Huia and Golden Triangle. Friday the 30th, Trust Waikato is holding a sign-making workshop and they're going to be there at the train station this Sunday and they're going to be standing for the Te Huia. I believe the Te Huia should go ahead because it's a tourist landmark. You know, it shows all the wonderful places.
I know we're getting close to time, Jack, but here's the thing for council. If you have 10 cents and you get a very secure one single car for a week and it moves out to a dollar for 10 cars and then on the outside with no protection with fences, it's $10 for a day. I think that would allow people to come to Te Huia because they know that their car's safe in the car park.
You need to be a self-determined patriots. You need to sign up to vote. We need to make voting compulsory. And as a master chess player, we need to talk about beachhead, bridge, and also advance, bringing in the reign of Christ and the New Jerusalem ritual, becoming overcomers in Christ. Mm-hmm. And if you're married to the Lord Jesus and believe in the Omega Saint transition, you bring the transformation and the manifestation of the Lord Jesus. And during this election, it's not just about the rich. It's about everyone, commoners. You need to wake up, the Greenies,
the
Labour Party. Yep. You need to get your act. I'm talking to you, Chris. Hipkins, you need to get your act together. So this is From the Fringes.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.